Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me today, the dynamic duo of Daniel Mangana and Alex King. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
And today, we're stuck in a loop. Stuck in a loop. Stuck in a loop. Stuck in a loop. We were just recording for 15 minutes, and it turned out we weren't recording. And that was preceded with, first Daniel couldn't connect with any kind of being able to be heard through his mic. Then he reconnected. Then I got knocked off entirely. Then I reconnected. Then Alex comes on. Then we start the podcast. Everything's great until we find it's not actually recording anything.
And now Walt's frozen. And there he goes.
Do you ever find that the divine comedy is just saying, like, not today, bro?
Yeah, it's saying everyone go take a nap and restart tomorrow.
Yeah, I could do with a nap as well. Why don't you talk about the gifts that you've got to enjoy so far? Not just the gifts for me, but the gifts all in all.
Well, I have a question. Did you send us the trash barrel?
I sent you like about 20 million different things. I sent you the knives. Yeah, I know, but the fancy rainbow things, the trash.
Oh, yeah, it was the trash can didn't come with a card. So I was like, okay, I don't know who sent it.
But did it not say the message?
Well, all the other gifts came with a message, but not the trash barrel.
I wrote like a heartfelt message about what it
is. I know, I love them. The you hung them up.
Well, you got the trash can anyway.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was like a kid in a candy store. Oh, let's get them that. Oh, I want to see that one. Oh, that looks fun. Oh, yeah. Get it. I did not tell Olga how much I spent getting you wedding presents. I bought stuff.
So we got everything.
Not only is the electronic situation screwed up because I just got knocked off again, but the moment I get knocked off, all of a sudden everything switches over to conversations about weddings.
Like, hold on, no, my speakerphone just turned off. Can't. I'm going to sign outside back in. I'll be right back.
This is a comedy of electronics right now, or electrons, depending on how you want to look at it.
Well, the electrons are the building blocks upon which we experience electronics. Now, I was just asking Alex if she got all the gifts and which one she's having the most fun with.
I see. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good filler. Well, okay. Now here she comes again. Let's see if this actually works this time.
Now I can hear.
Okay. So that's good. Now, can we make this hold for the next 55 minutes?
We'll see what we can do.
I have to leave in 40 minutes. Then
we will just deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to be done. We'll just deal with
Indeed.
Wow. What a crazy day this is proving to be. All right, I'm going to go back to the topic I started with before and see if we can actually finish it. I don't know. But I was
Maybe Facebook. Do you think Facebook glitched because we started speaking about that which should not be spoken of?
Probably. Well,
if it did, Facebook got StreamYard to glitch too. Plus, you know, my computer.
Well, it could have like a reverse virus. System.
I mean, that's like some serious, yeah. That's
the virus called right. A virus?
Yeah.
I didn't know Facebook was that, you know, evolved, to be honest.
Well, didn't you hear that Mark Zuckerberg drinks the blood of small children and also is the devil incarnate? Did you not know
I've
that?
Heard that, yes.
And he came to the reptilian dimension.
Yeah, I was reading that on Russian Bot Times today, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see the thing that happened with Converse? My neighbors just started putting pictures of them throwing their Converse sneakers away. And then Converse, oh, no. Can I share a screen?
Don't do it. Don't do it, man, because I just bought Converse sneakers for my wedding.
You can't do it. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. I'm sorry, Alex. You have to go to Converse's Instagram account. Do it right now. Go to their Instagram account right now. No, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it.
Just tell me
I don't say have to. No, it's not the same as you seeing it. It's not the same, Alex.
Hold on.
I never say have to, Alex, and this time I've said it. It's
really okay, what am I looking up?
Just go to the Converse Instagram account and you will see exactly what's going on. It doesn't take much. Walt, do you have access to Instagram?
Yeah. I don't dare. I think I could probably get knocked offline again if I did. So I think I'm going
just to look at Alex's. Just wait, let Alex, let Alex excite with her horror.
Hold on. Converse.
This is the most firm I've ever heard you be, Daniel. I mean, like, you
yeah, were... no. This was bonkers.
Okay, I'm here.
We can discuss that after, and then maybe it will loop into the other conversation. By the way, I'm at home today, so you're going to hear Ethan singing in the background.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. He's teething.
How's
right
he doing,
now.
By the way? Oh, he's teething.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he's not the happiest guy.
So he's gone from sweet, cute little laughing, quiet boy all day to, I'm in pain, I need to bite everything. Mm. Are you there yet, Alex?
What is happening?
Good reaction.
Yeah, Alex.
I don't even know if that's what happened. Instagram installed. All right, for non-technical types, you gotta tell us what's going on, because not everybody's on Instagram.
Yeah, with all the uproar, they just like posted a second one. I'm like, that was your response? Alex?
Okay.
Did you get booted or did you freeze or what happened?
Well, her screen's frozen, I think, because she's looking at the Instagram. If she's looking at it on her phone.
I don't know if she's been horrified by what she saw.
Well, it's quite possible. I mean, after that setup, you really set her up good. So, yeah, I would think so. You know. But you can't leave us hanging like this. You gotta tell us.
So Converse teamed up with some designer guy, and he basically the imagery. There you go, Alex. Alex, why don't you share what you saw?
Okay, so I saw people upside down in like weird makeup in the shape of an upside down pentagram.
Yeah.
And they're saying something about adolescent occult something something what?
Yeah, it's a symbol for the Church of Satan.
Uh-huh.
That's the symbol for the Church of Satan. So that it Converse. So this was the arguments I've seen on both sides. So
okay,
Converse brought in an outside designer to create like a special line of shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this guy, the creatives that they put out are basically the Church of Satan symbol. And not even like denying that it's the Church of Satan symbol, just like, oh yes, you know, and I like looking at the pentagram because of this and that and blah, blah, blah. And so on one hand, you've got people saying, this is the apocalypse. The Satanists aren't even hiding what they're doing. Jesus is coming soon. Who is Jesus? I worship Satan. Like there's all that going on right now. And so some of my neighbors have like been burning, like doing ceremonies to burn and throw away their Converse shoes. And there's like this whole thing. Do you wear Converse and you must worship the devil as well? Thankfully I also have clean white cotton Vans, so I'm not too disturbed, but I'm really happy
I wear New Balance at this point. I mean,
you are such a New Balance wearer.
I've got some pretty nifty New Balances myself, some black suede ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
They're too far away for me to show you. But this reminds me of when I was, I think I was about 13, and there was this whole thing about Procter & Gamble, pay a tithe to the Church of Satan. And like my mum's church, there was a list of Procter & Gamble products, which we were advised not to use because we're supporting the Church of Satan. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, doubt that one made it through the boardroom. I doubt the shareholders approved. I doubt that the board approved tied to the Church of Satan. That's put that one through.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm still wearing my Converse. Like,
you like? I don't know how you can even like. It's Church of Satan. And you actually went to the whole thing of putting demonic face paint on people, and
right,
putting them in a whole thing where they do like this whole human thing, and you made a graphic for it to spin around. Like, you really like, how sexy can we get with Satan today? Like, really? That's what you did?
Yeah.
And when you've got Hollywood on this whole uproar about the QAnon people that are saying, you know, Hollywood's all eating children and so on and so forth, and David Icke on his... No, they're saying it. They are.
I know. As you're saying that, I'm making the connections and I'm realizing, oh my God, yes.
I personally no survivors of ritualistic child sacrifice and sexual abuse personally.
Mm. Wow.
Like, I personally know people who have survived those experiences, who know people that didn't. Like, personally, in my life, people I can get on the phone. Right. Not someone I heard about on a Reddit thread. Like, I know people who have been through that. So it's real. Does it happen in Hollywood at a grand scale? Perhaps. David Icke, I don't know. Like, some of it sounds legit and some of it's not. But again, coming back to the whole thing about what we were speaking about before, some things we're not going to know until later. I think what's more imperative is to start thinking for ourselves now, not blindly following things. So there's a pentagram. Does that mean that Converse support the Church of Satan? Not necessarily, but there's a pretty strong bloody argument that they do. And like someone said, things like this don't get onto the Instagram account of a multinational organization such as that without it getting signed off.
Right.
So someone high up thought it was okay to post and leave up symbolism, which appears to directly. And there was no like rebuttal that it said, oh no, this isn't about the Church of Satan, this and that. They're like, we're going to post another one. I'm like, okay. Like, I think I read through about, I don't know how many, I scrolled through many of the thousands and was it tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of comments? There was no
defense. No,
everybody believes this is what you're doing. And you're like, well, okay, cool. Here's another one.
Yeah.
And we're still going out ahead with the launch. It's like, wait, really? Okay.
I mean, backstory aside, the picture's pretty cool. Not going to lie. It's pretty artistic. I liked it, and I'm still wearing my Converses because I don't care what the backstory is. Because I paid for them, and I'm wearing them.
And this is, but so this is where the conversation becomes: do we have a moral obligation to speak up against this kind of thing, or do people have the right in what God they serve? Like, if it was people doing like a crucifix, would there be uproar that they were supporting the Church of Jesus? If it was in a half moon, would there be uproar that they were supporting Islam? Do we have a right to tell people what religious leanings that they have, even ones that are as unconventional as Satanism?
No, we do not.
And of course, there's also the other point. Those of us who had no clue that it was going on and didn't care.
That was me till about 5 minutes ago.
I think it's fascinating, personally. Like, I know my mum would be doing backflips and ritualistic prayer circles.
Mm-hmm.
She knew going on. I mean, something like that is definitely going to set off a wave. And it probably won't be very pretty.
I just think it's interesting, especially, you know, you're on your tire journey now and looking at everything being sourced. Like, is it real or not? Like, is the devil real? In which case, are they just delusional people following an illusionary thing? How many of them are really dangerous child eaters? I don't know, but I know that there are some out there who are. But then there are people out there that are sadistically doing things in the name of other religious beliefs too. So,
and there she goes again. We just lost Alex again.
So I think it's an interesting conversation. I can approach
it. I think it is.
I can approach it without being in a place of fear personally.
Yeah,
because I don't believe anything has the ability to get into my field unless I let it in from a place of fear. So I think it's an interesting discussion.
I think it's very. I'm ready to throw out the topic I had because it wasn't very good. Not compared to this. This is like.
I think your one mixes in. To be honest, I think it loops in.
All right. Well, then I better tie it in because listeners to the podcast of this recording didn't hear the last recording that didn't actually make it. So I should probably clue them in as to what we were talking about before. This is a weird day, folks. This is a very weird day. No, but what we were talking about before, I had brought up the fact that there's this this new surge in the COVID thing with the new variant. And now there's a lot of scare talk in the news and so forth. And so I just kind of broached the question, were any of us seeing signs of fear in the populace nearby? And you very astutely pointed out that you don't pay any attention to it anyway and refuse to even see it. So, you weren't going to see it. I've been kind of paying attention to what people are like in the stores when I go to the stores or when I'm out and about doing nature walks or whatever. And I'm not seeing any signs of it. I'm not seeing signs of fear yet. I expect at some point it'll happen just because there's so much fear being generated, but I'm not seeing it yet. But then you bring this thing in and I'm thinking, whoa, okay. Yeah, we're back on cutting edge again here, folks. Some would say bleeding edge. And
oh, God. Yeah, but some of them, I mean, some people, I don't know. I think it's just, there are so many different people who believe different things. And we've got people who happen to believe. I think I read something about Marilyn Manson once. I was trying to understand a little bit more about him.
Yeah, that was a really confusing episode, no matter how many times you read it.
What's that one, sorry?
The whole Charles Manson thing?
Not Charles, Marilyn Manson.
Oh, Marilyn Manson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
I
yeah.
missed that part.
I was just trying to sort of like, okay, cool. So you're like, yeah, hey, I'm all about Satan.
Hmm.
Okay.
And this Satan? Is important to me. Why? That's my reaction. Why is this important like, to me? I don't understand.
Satan? And he was just like, no, it's not even about darkness. It's about, I can't remember the way that he worded it, but I was like, wow, this really makes sense in your mind, worshiping Satan.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you're into. That's what you're into.
Let's go back to some basics here. You mentioned Thai boot camp. That's a good place to start. But I'm also going to go back to just some of the basics we know about how vibration works, how law of attraction works, and so forth. And when I go back to those basics, the first thing that occurs to me is we are the creators of our world. And there are lots of ways to look at this. And we've talked a lot about, say, you know, the parallel universe theory, not parallel universe, but the multiverse theory where everybody's basically creating their own world and so forth. We're all have, like these little bubbles that we live in and so forth, which is a very useful way of looking at things. But there's also, the idea that if you don't want to look at it in terms of multiverse, you can look at it as, well, yeah, we're all in the same world, but we're all creating our own experiences within the same world. To me, I think there are like two ways of saying the same thing. But the bottom line there is, it means that if every one of us are creators, which I believe we are, I believe that we're all very strongly creators and that us all together with all of the rest of source energy is what made everything and continues to make everything. Well, then, yeah, I mean, the question of whether or not, say, Satan exists, I think becomes answered by, well, who is it that we're talking about? Because some people do create Satan in their minds and other people create anti-Satan, which also creates Satan. In their minds.
Yeah.
and then there's also people like me who just don't give a crap. And so we don't have anything to do with Satan, you know, and pretty much you too, I think. You know,
all things exist in thought form or physical form.
Right.
For all of us on some level. So us having a discussion about this thing means that the thought form of Satan exists, but it doesn't have to be a manifested part of our reality if we don't give it license to enter in. And that thought form can be seen from an infinite number of perspectives, those that worship it, those that fear it, those that, you know, don't give a crap about it. But the physical manifestation of the thing and its effects can only be felt by those that bring it in. So for me, raised in a very conservative Christian household, I do have a certain level of cognitive connection that means I do get some manifested things. Like I do have, you know, people that have become dear friends who have been impacted violently by people who hold certain beliefs around that, but it hasn't impacted
you obviously have done a lot of work within yourself to handle that and properly compartmentalize and all that kind of stuff, but nevertheless it's still there, it's still
there's no fear-driven connection to it, so I don't have a negative impact. So I can see that advert, for example, on Converse. I'm like, okay, that's a little bit brazen.
No kidding. Daring, I would say. Yes.
I invite you to take a look at it. I'm going to be less bold, like less do it. But it's like,
I've never heard you give an order like that. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, people that are like, I must burn my shoes and blah, blah, blah. It's like, we haven't done anything to cut the energetic connection to it. Actually, just deepened it. So that energy is going to express in your life in some way now to a deeper degree, because you've gone to, I've got this fear, hate thing that I'm going to okay, cool.
Have fun. You're going to have it again. Response. Yeah. I mean, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. So like our neighbor's like, I hope you've burnt yours. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with mine. I'm certainly not going to buy any new Converse because the design's a bit whack. I don't even enjoy the new pattern that they've done. I don't even enjoy the shoe. And I was thinking about going to get some fresh white Vans anyway. So I've got lunch break tomorrow. I should have some time. I'm going to head up to the ball and get some fresh white Vans.
Cool. Okay.
Probably work both for a little bit.
I mean, they actually, Converse kind of took the decision out of my hands when I just didn't like their designs. Screw this.
I've worn Converse for years. I've worn Converse for years. Now I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got on my shoe rack 7 different Converse styles.
Yeah. Well, I used to wear Converse growing up when I was a kid.
Not Converse, probably. Vans. I've got 7 different Vans styles. I used to have more Converse, but now I've got more Vans.
I used to have Converse from like mid-teens to like right after college, somewhere around that range. That was the shoe to wear, and then that kind of went away. And I don't think I've worn them since then, to be honest. I'm trying to think. I can't remember having bought any. But interesting. I mean, if this is, I mean, obviously you're right. Somebody, some higher up somewhere approved this. So there's some level of corporate approval going on there. And I'm sure that turns into a wonderful reason to argue and discuss and complain among a large population of the people. I'm going to go at it another way and say to myself, is there a marketing benefit to this?
You know, well, a lot more people are talking about Converse sneakers now.
I mean, there's the old adage, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Bad publicity.
Which I've never really completely bought into, but I understand what they
mean. They've lost a lot of loyal customers. I read hundreds, if not thousands of people that are like, I'm no longer going to buy your...
And that's the thing. That's why I've never really completely bought into the idea that there is no such thing as bad publicity, because if it's bad enough, you're going to undermine your own market.
Loyal customers are walking away.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I just think, for me, this is what vibrational flow is being established by approaching anything from this hate, fear, and repelling. You're actually just calling in that energy and giving it more life. You're making it stronger as it comes back into your life.
Well, you're actually touching on what I think is a really important point, way beyond the whole Converse question, because polarity in general, particularly political polarity, but also all kinds of moral polarities have really been accentuated over the last, 10, 15 years, something like that. And especially over the last 4 to 5 years, just really, it's been exploding how much there has been of this. And I see this as like law of attraction delivering one more opportunity. Okay. You like fighting. You like being, completely divided. We'll give you another reason. Here you go. That's what it seems to me. It seems like this is exactly what they attract, and they're taking advantage of saying, yes, I'm going to jump up and down and light my hair on fire because this terrible thing is happening, which I brought into existence, but I'm not going to acknowledge.
I was like, these things do exist as thought forms, whether it's a thought form that you have a resonance with or not. Infinite possibility dictates that all things exist as thought forms in the realm of infinite possibility. But which ones have enough life to come into your experience? Which ones are you actually connecting with? Okay.
Yeah. And that's the cool part as far as I'm concerned, because when we understand it from that perspective, then even if you have an entire society of people who are lighting their hair on fire because of this thing going on, and you don't care, it just doesn't touch you. It doesn't reach you at all. I mean, the most that it's reached me so far is we're having this very interesting discussion. Like, okay. Well, that creates an interesting topic for conversation. And that's about it. That's about as far as it goes for me.
But that means being in that neutral place, right? That neutral place. Well, when you're like, okay, I can take this thing in, I can explore it without it imprinting onto my vibrational field and affecting where I am on my spiral, affecting what I'm creating, affecting what I'm doing. I can just explore it.
Okay. All right. Like, I suppose that could be neutral. I didn't really associate indifference with neutrality, but yeah, I guess. Okay. I could see that.
Indifferent, neutral, same for me. Maybe I'm wrong on the etymology and all the fancy dibbery what's it's about the word, but it's like, yeah, I'm just like, okay, it's there. I can explore it. Not really attached to it enough to get into anything with it. It's like, okay, cool. But I do understand where people are coming from.
Sure.
I understand the right that people have to express their faith beliefs without prejudice. I mean, they're not exactly harming anybody right now. But people say, but look at what happens in the name of Satan. Look what happens in the name of all sorts of religions. People do all sorts of horrible things in terms of all sorts of religions.
And not just religions either, by the way.
Different ideas.
Different ideas, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was it I saw? I saw some reference, and I didn't read the thing, so that's why I'm having trouble reaching it. But I saw something about how, I think it was the former president, Donald Trump, has issued what's called a Trump card. And he wants former? All his followers.
He's not former. He's still the president. Fake, I tell you. The results are fake.
Well, all right. Okay.
Rise up, true patriots. For the purpose of, like, not getting called in by Congress, that was a joke. That was actually a joke. Right. I have no idea what happened with the election results, and I'm not impacted by them. So you guys can argue over it. I'm not in it. I'm not arguing either way. But anyway, carry on with the Trump card.
But that's part of what the whole idea of this Trump card was. If I read it correctly, and like I said, I didn't read it carefully. It was like a real quick skim. But it looked like what he wanted people to do was, and everybody who was a Trump follower, he wanted to have them carry this card. And it would be kind of like being a brown shirt under, you know, the Hitler era. You know, it's just like I'm a card-carrying member of the Nazi Party kind of a thing. So that later on, this can be turned into some sort of a power thing where, okay, if you got the card, you're the authority now, and that sort of thing. And I thought to myself, wow.
Did that really happen? Because the liberal side of the argument have done some pretty sketchy thing. Did you ever see that video that they created that made it look like Donald Trump was being racist, and they spliced together these different videos
I watch almost nothing about Donald Trump videos. I mean, literally,
this was like a couple of days before the... couple of days before the election, maybe a week or two before maybe.
Okay.
So there was this video. So it looked like, and this is the thing. So there was a Trump rally. The actual full footage was, there was a Trump rally, and a Ku Klux Klan card carrying member had come in and was waving something about hating people of some kind or creed. And Trump told security to kick him out. Get that thing out of here or something like that. That was spliced over with an image of another scene where an African-American woman was being pushed around by a group of Anglo-American men and bullied by apparently racist people, it was made to look. But it made it look like he was saying, get out about the African-American woman, when that's not even what happened. And that
went
viral.
I see. Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me, but I can't say I honestly saw it.
I just don't believe anything. I don't believe anything.
Well, you can't. Not in the age of Photoshop. You can make anything you want to where video is concerned. And anyone who has any doubts about that, just send me an email. Tell me what you want your video to show, and I will show it to you. I
mean, it's not that difficult. Some Walt magic.
Yeah, that's right. You can do it with off-the-shelf software. This is not difficult to do, folks.
It's not difficult to do. So, you know, what do we trust then? Because when I first saw the pentagram thing, I thought, no, this didn't happen. Somebody made this up and they photoshopped it onto Converse's account. When I went and saw it, I was like, oh.
A bit of a surprise, yeah.
That really happened. Okay. That really happened.
Right.
Okay. That really actually happened.
And to me, the interesting part there is, like you said, somebody who was a higher up approved it, and this is an actual thing.
And it's still there, like a week later, it's still up on the internet.
Yeah.
I've seen lesser things taken down with an inch
of the
blowback.
It's true. Well, so here's a
public apology
for you. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. Nike has pretty much destroyed the rest of the competition in the shoe industry for quite some time now.
Yeah.
How much market share does Converse actually have?
Didn't you see the thing about Nike as well? They did something about Satan.
Oh, really?
They did something about something to do with something Satan.
So is this like Converse answering Nike?
I don't know, but they did something with something or other about, like, it was like a gay devil worshipper or something like that.
Really?
Like Satan.
Okay.
Satan, like... an imagery of like a guy kissing Satan. It was something where everybody's buttons got triggered because there was homosexuality and Satanism. So conservative Christians were like, get your crusade swords ready. We're going to slay the infidels. That's literally what I saw happen. And now there's this. So it's like, oh, okay. We're doing that now?
Interesting. Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, now, like you asked, how do I look at it from the Taya viewpoint? And the Taya viewpoint is basically to detune everything and to look at it from, you know, the billion light year view of what does it look like when you look back at that tiny speck of Earth and see all this stuff. And from that viewpoint, it's like, what is there something happening there? Hello, testing. Anybody there?
Exactly.
So, and that's the way it feels. I mean, I didn't have to go through Taya for this in this particular case in order to feel that way, because I would have felt this way before Taya. Mm-hmm. But it describes very nicely how I feel about it. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, well, have fun. That's always my reaction. Have fun, because it may not be what I would choose, but somebody chose it. Mm-hmm. So I hope they have fun with what they chose. I mean, they're almost always going to, well, actually, there will always be some sort of event that follows, which we call a consequence. Consequences aren't necessarily negative. So there's going to be some kind of consequence that comes out of it. And I hope they like the consequence they chose. Seriously. I mean, because some consequences are good. Some are fine, you know? So some of them are, and when I say good, I mean, I like it. And the ones who made their selections are going to get consequences, and hopefully they like those consequences, and that was going to make their choice feel like, yeah, I like this one. I'm glad I made that choice. On the other hand, they may decide, oh, I wish I hadn't made that choice.
I'm going to see both sides of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I see that happening. I mean, I've told you before, and I've told others here on the show how we obviously don't do a lot of talk about the politics themselves, but I like watching politics sometimes. And that's been something that dates back to my college days, because I majored in political science. Interestingly, over the last few years, my interest has waned a lot more. It's gotten to the point now where I almost never check anything anymore. I used to check daily, like 5 or 6 times a day, to see what was going on. Now,
well, politics used to be about the issues. It used to be about people talking about issues and how they were going to tackle them. Now it's just like mudslinging and popularity contests amongst mid-groups and having your supporters shame other people for their beliefs. That's basically what politics is now.
Yeah. And I could make an argument that it was always that way. It's just that it wasn't always reported that way.
Yeah.
It's not like shady, slimy characters haven't been in charge
before. Oh, no, no. The shade and slime was always there. But I'm talking at least there was the facade that there was some kind of discussion about different... What is that? What are your policies about this? Like, if you were people that voted, for example, in this last election, if you asked them what policies that they were looking to support, or even what the policies that the person they were voting for were, that's not what it was. It was, are you a racist? No, then you're going to vote liberal. Are you a Christian? Yes, then you're going to vote Republican. Like, are you a patriot? You're going to vote this. Are you this? Are you going
to
vote that?
Or to put it another way, are you anti-Democrat? Then you're going to vote for Trump. Are you anti-Republican? Then you're going to vote for Biden.
Exactly.
And that's really what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And that has become quite an interesting theme over the last few years, for sure. But it still all adds up to the same thing. What are you going to vibrate to? Because as you and I know, I mean, you're the Taya master. You know this even more than I do.
You're going to have to beat that one out. I said a bad word. Thankfully, we're not live. But we were actually talking about that in Mastery the other day. Stacey was leading out our session. And do we ever really master anything? No, the mastery practice is continuing to evolve and push the edges of the practice.
Or to look at it another way, isn't it an ongoing mastering process?
Yeah. Ongoing journey. Ongoing,
I mean, adventure. Really, we are all masters. I felt that from the very beginning of when I first learned about law of attraction and recognized, I was one of the few who recognized that it applied in all areas, not just where I wanted it to be, which scared the daylights out of me at first. But as I became more and more relaxed about thinking about it and talking about it, I realized, my God, we're already masters. We are, we may not have known it, but we have been masters of the universe all along. And if you want proof, look at all those things in your life that you don't want that you kept focusing on. That was the part that scared me. Seriously, that's the part when I finally grasped what all of this stuff was about. That's the part that just scared the daylights out of me. Because as I looked around at my life, I said to myself, oh, crap, I created this? What was I thinking? Holy cow. It's a sobering experience. And I mean that word very advisedly. It's so, if there's any addiction to all of that negative crap that we, you know, addict ourselves to, there's nothing as sobering as realizing you brought it on yourself. I don't think there's anything that you can experience that equals that. And I think it's probably why people actually block it. They block the recognition, you know, that they brought it on themselves, because that's unthinkable. Mm-hmm. How could I do something like that to me?
I have to accept responsibility. Nah.
Yeah.
Not me. Yeah. Nay, not I.
Uh-oh. He's pulled out his Shakespeare. That's cool.
Indeed.
But it's true, so though.
It's true. Just so funny. You're right. It's just true. But it's... I don't know. We can have some fun with it, or we can get some pain from it. Which one are you going to choose?
Well, that's the thing that actually made it possible for me to begin climbing out, to begin to at least try to learn how to regain control, because I realized there is a silver lining in there. There is hope. There is reason to believe that things can get better. And all I really have to do is just master myself. Which has proven to be a major, major project. But nevertheless, that's all I have to do is master myself. It has been ongoing. It has been continuous. The latest example is being in Taya boot camp. Did I tell you what happened last week? No, we didn't have a show last week.
What happened last week?
Well, last week, listeners know about this, but I'll cue you in. Last Thursday, Louise and I were planning to go
to an adventure.
Cape Cod. Well, we didn't quite make it. Not on Thursday, we didn't. Because on Wednesday, I somehow decided to manifest a massively painful and upsetting and terrifying physical condition, which I won't go into because the net result was so disgusting, I don't want to describe it on the air. Okay. But put it this way, it was a complete, total crash and burn in terms of being up or down the spiral. I was like splat on the ground, hard on the concrete, face first planted. I mean, just really, really painful, to the point where I was not only questioning whether I would need to go to the emergency room, but whether I was going to live.
Wow.
It was really, really something. And I actually reached out to Stacy. Stacy was very helpful. Stacy was the head coach of the Taya boot camp. I reached out to Rita and to Dean, who have been prior co-hosts, partly because they had psychic abilities, and there was one particular thing that happened that I was trying to figure out how to climb out of this, you know, that part of the spiral. And I was getting something that I normally don't get. I was getting an image in my mind of a map. And I was saying, I didn't know what it was a map of even.
Wait. Well, you had an image in your mind?
I had an image in my mind. Yeah. Which was that alone.
No,
was shocking.
No wonder you called the psychics.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that for me, that's just very, very unusual to have anything in my mind in terms of an image. And it was an image of a map. It was almost like a global map, but kind of zoomed in on local areas. But I couldn't have told you where. I had no idea what it was a map of. And so I was contacting them saying, what does this mean? Give me an idea. Meanwhile, I'm in screaming pain. Help me. I ended up resolving. We won't even explain how, but I ended up resolving. And the next day, Thursday, was the day that we were supposed to go on the trip. And I spent most of the day collapsing in bed. I'd get up for 10 minutes and then run out of energy, and I'm back in bed again. And slowly I was able to climb back out. I was meditating like crazy. I was doing all the Thai boot camp tricks. I was doing every trick I knew. The only one I didn't try was mirror exercises. I wish I'd done that one. But I finally climbed back up to slightly below neutral, which was a major gain. That's how far down I was. And then we finally left on our trip on Friday. So a 4-day trip was actually a 3-day trip. And by Saturday, I finally got up into the joy area. So it was good from that sense. I went from deep, deep, depressed, low, low spiral, low vibration up to joy in 2 days. That was a journey. But it was also kind of a reminder, like, wow, I've done all this work on myself all these years. I'm now in Thai boot camp. I'm sure that I triggered something with what I've been doing in boot camp. I still don't quite know what. I have some
ideas. What's the trigger? The specifics of which are not yet known.
That's right. That's right. And I think it was Sharon, who's one of the boot campers, she's about ready to graduate, pointed out, well, why don't you just journal about it? Something will come out that way, and which is a good idea. It's just I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I'm planning to do that in the next day or two. But wow, it was a shocking, shocking event. And it just brought back to me all of those old memories about what I first realized when I first discovered law of attraction, that all this stuff happens because I bring it into my life. So the question in this case was, holy crap, what did I just bring into my life?
What did I change?
What was I thinking? Oh my God. And I don't know what it was. Yeah. Mm. I still don't know what it was. I don't even know if it's tied to a root transgressor. Probably is, but I can't connect it yet. I just don't know. Yeah. So when you hold up, you know, Satan worshiping Converse sneaker owners next to that, I say, okay, yeah. Well, excuse me, but I got better things to worry about.
Satan worshiping Converse sneaker makers.
Makers, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I'm glad they have that to focus on. I've got plenty over here. Thank you very much. I've got my own mess to climb out. I don't need to solve somebody else's mess. Yeah, I mean, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, definitely.
Finding out of your own stuff. You asked a question earlier. I don't remember how you phrased it, but it was a sort of a should question, or, you know, a rights question. You know, is it right or wrong? Is it good or bad? Whatever.
Do people have the right to worship whatever they want to worship?
Do people have the right? Yeah, right. Yeah. And my reaction as you were saying that was, I'm sorry, I just don't have time for that one right now. That's what it felt like inside. I'm dealing with my crap. You want me to deal with their crap? Forget that. Forget it. Not interested.
Hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, this stuff's quite an interesting journey. So, well, what was your take on it? I mean, you've been telling us, I know you said you had a family background or a friend background, some kind of personal background of people who have been very adversely affected by that kind of thing. But when you saw it, what was your reaction? How did you feel about it?
I was like, what the dickens is what I was thinking. Like, this made it into the mainstream? This is what we're
doing. Yeah, right.
It was just interesting. It was just interesting because there was nothing, there was no support in the responses was just like, what are you doing, Converse? And they were like, 100%. Yes, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, do you, bro? Do you?
If that actually came out of a boardroom at Congress, I'm trying to imagine how that meeting went.
They were probably wearing black robes and carrying ritualistic daggers before. And I mean no joke by that. But the thing is that, you know,
so you think seriously, you're not making a joke there. That's actually,
I'm not making a joke. I've had enough inputs to support the idea that more non-conventional belief systems are held within a wider group of circles than we are given lead to believe in mainstream.
Okay. All right.
That's what I firmly believe.
Well, let me throw out a possibility for you. Oh, go ahead, you first.
No, I was going to say, I don't know for sure because I've not been in those rooms to see it happening. I'm just going on the basis of evidence that has been presented and the support I have for the evidence based on inputs I've had up until now. But of course, because I'm not there now, it's not happening now, it's not real anyway. So until it did actually show up and be a part of my reality, it's just a thought form experience that may or may not be true. So I don't really give I don't give it energy.
If that makes you don't sense. Give it attention too much. Yeah. No. Yeah. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to give that attention at all. Not that I think about it. But something does occur to me. One of the things that has been happening is sort of a general trend over the last, I'd say 4 to 5 years, I'll tie it back to like the beginning of the Trump run, okay, is that more and more of, how will we label this? You called it stuff that, you know, belief systems that had never seemed to really have take any hold, but actually had hold in the background. How did you describe that?
We'll leave it at that for now and continue. Maybe yeah. I'll get a brainstorm.
I'm looking for a label. I'm looking for a way of describing what that is.
We'll get that.
That phenomenon. But let's call that grok, okay? So there's been this grokking trend going on where more and more grokable stuff has kind of percolated to the surface, and people who are grok followers feel more empowered to share their grok with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how the world might respond to it. And in fact, perhaps even fueled by how the world might respond to it.
Non-conventional ideas are breathing.
Very non-conventional. Right, now. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see this as like a continuation of that trend, because that trend's been going on pretty strongly now for the last 4 or 5 years in a wide range of areas, not just in politics. Mm-hmm. It's happened in entertainment. It's happened in the medical circles. It's happened in the economy. It's happened in so many different ways that it's almost like, I mean, I remember conversations that used to happen more in political circles, but also in kind of like family circles dating back about 40, 50 years ago about how television was ruining the minds of children and was teaching them horrible concepts and so forth, and, you know, encouraging violent behavior. And there was like this whole debate that was going on at the time. And where we're at right now makes the television of that time look like kindergarten. I mean, it's just not even in the same ballpark anymore. But the conversation went away. The conversation stopped. It's like people lost interest in doing that conversation. But that didn't mean that the pattern stopped. So that means people were thinking about it. That's how law of attraction works, right? We know that people were thinking about it because we can see the result of it. But now it has just kept expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding to the point where it dwarfs what happened 40, 50 years ago. And as long as that pattern continues, well, something's got to give somewhere, I suppose. But what's to stop it? What's to stop the pattern at this point? Because the only thing that's going to stop it is changing focus.
And the change of focus will lead to changed attention, which leads to new reality, new outcomes, and all of the things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting, like you said. I don't give it a whole lot of attention, but this is just another data point. Like the trend continues. And I think it's going to continue to continue.
I do need to run the walk because I had a thing at the top of the hour.
Yeah, well, we kind of got screwed up with the timing here, so this may end up being a very short episode, but that's right.
Alex gave up.
Alex just kind of...
She said, I give up. I'll see you guys next week.
I give up. Okay. Well, then we'll just cut it short. It's a short episode. We haven't done that in a long time, but thank you for a very interesting conversation. Really, really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. And hey, it may have been short, but I can't say it was sweet.
No.
It was very educational. Let's put it that way.
Short and non-traditional.
Very non-traditional, yes. All right. Well, you have a great week, my friend.
You too, buddy.
And thank you to all of our listeners everywhere. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.